Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, who's going to bring us up to date on what's going on in the world. Of course, as you know, Joel publishes the World Affairs Brief, and I've just been up on his website looking at what the latest issues are for the day, as I always do, as I'm going through my emails. And anyway, Joel, tell us what your take is on what's going on.
Well, the long-awaited Baker Commission has finally issued its report, and of course there was a steady stream of leaks to various sources in the past 2 or 3 weeks, so that everybody knows nearly virtually that what it's going to be saying. And of course it's recommending a quote withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Well, sort of. According to the report, you know, the plan calls for, quote, a pullback of many as 75,000 troops from the front lines. Now, in the first place, what that means really is that you keep the troops in the area. You pull them back to their military bases, which have been built with billions of dollars of taxpayer money. But you don't really leave the country. And, you know, this is really the long-term goal of the globalists who run the Bush administration, is essentially to establish a huge military presence under permanent basing in the Middle East. Iraq is like a giant aircraft carrier in the middle of a sea of discontent, ready for the next onslaught. But none of this is to occur till at least 2008. So, in essence, the report says nothing. There's no way to predict what's going to happen in the next 2 years in terms of violence, other than the fact that it's most likely or assuredly going to continue. So, in essence, there's any number of crises that can arise that will assure that the administration can change and do any number of things because they've got the resources on the ground and will continue to have the resources on the ground to intervene in other Middle East aspects. There's no intention, in other words, to withdraw.
But don't you think this whole thing is simply a public relations affair to give the American people the idea we're doing something, we're looking at it, we're considering it, and then you bring in somebody like James Baker III, who, if there ever was a member of the establishment, it's him, and then they say, yes, we're going to really pull the troops out like everybody wants, maybe in 2008, but we're really not going to pull them out, we're just going to pull them back. And so basically, everybody believes they're really considering doing something. And this will then take a lot of the pressure off the administration. After all, they're going to listen to James Baker, and, you know, but nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. I mean, this is what's so frustrating, that the American people can be so readily manipulated by the people who, of course, work behind the scenes, pulling the strings as the politicians carry out their dance.
Well, you know, part of the system operates because of the burgeoning establishment news media. The number of pundits, commentators, shows that discuss the news has just mushroomed. And, you know, it's no longer just the three major networks. There, of course, is CNN and Fox News and half a dozen. There's NPR, of course, and half a dozen shows on NPR all day long, whether it's All Things Considered or even, you know, your financial shows discuss Iraq and all of these things and have the special guests on. They go on ad infinitum talking about the various changes that could come out, the various disagreements about what does this mean, what does the Baker Commission mean by this, and how is the administration going to respond. The conversations that I heard yesterday on the news even discussed the fact, is Bush, Diane Rehm asked her expert guest panel, is Bush facing reality? And everyone says, no, he's in total denial about what's going on. Well, this is just so much irrelevance. I mean, the man is a script reader. it doesn't make any difference what he sees. He's reading a script. He's being directed to do what he does. Every morning before he goes and makes any of these statements to the press, his staff writes him a script, and he learns the script as best that he can. So it's irrelevant whether or not Bush sees or what he even thinks. No one on this panel of experts, which run the gamut of people who are in favor of the war, General Odom was on there, who's become the spokesman for We Must Get Out of the War, and yet he was extremely deferential to the Bush or to the Baker Commission, as if the Baker Commission was going to give anything new. And it was a pure political statement. But it gives, as you have indicated, a major diversion for the administration, a major diversion for the American people. The American people will give the administration another year to implement and to tinker with and to appear to make changes. And, of course, none of those changes will mean anything when there's a huge escalation in bombing car bombing or the insurgency. All that does is immediately justify more troops swarming into the area and doing something. And everyone says, well, yes, the administration is doing what they can, and they're maneuvering, they're listening, they're consulting. They can go on for years playing this game. Now, eventually the American people get more and more cynical. They get more and more tired of what's going on. But in no case will the public be allowed in a large degree to consider what's really happening, in the sense that this is a macabre globalist conspiracy to actually foment conflict, to pre-position troops to be able to react to those conflicts, which will be fomented, and they will be fomented in Iran and Syria, as well as the ongoing problems in Iraq.
Well, you know, I remember it was probably about the mid-1990s, one of my friends pointed out that Carlyle Corporation had just bought the rights to the Bradley fighting vehicle and a mobile howitzer. Now, the Bradley fighting vehicle, you know, would certainly not be useful in jungle warfare. You'd use it, you know, in desert warfare. And the suggestion was that Carlyle certainly knew that we were planning on going to war in the Middle East. This was the mid-1990s. And, of course, who was Carlyle Corporation? Why, it was Frank Carlucci and a man named James Baker III. They were the two people, along with George Herbert Walker Bush and later on, and Henry Kissinger and the Saudis, who set up this corporation, which today is one of the major forces in the world. But here's James Baker III, was well aware of the fact that the war was coming in the mid-1990s, and now we appoint him, you know, a decade later, this special committee that's going to advise the president on what to do.
Well, the machinations going on behind the scenes are tremendous.
They really are. Most people don't understand, have no glimpse.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 helps to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, I was hypothesizing the other day, what would it take to get the U.S. troops, or politically force the administration to get the U.S. troops out of Iraq? And it's a very simple thing to do, really. Shiites and Sunnis could get together and decide, look, we have a lot of differences politically, but there's one thing that we want, is we want the U.S. out of our country and want to get our sovereignty back. So let's call an immediate truce, and let's make sure there's no more attacks one with another. Just put aside our differences. It will force the administration to leave if there's absolute peace in the next 6 months. Now, there's only one problem with that, and that is that neither one of these sides really controls the violence in Iraq. To a complete extent. A lot of this, either side is reacting to the retaliation or retaliating to what appears to be Shiite attacks over Sunnis and Sunni attacks over Shias. However, it's not really possible to detect who's behind these because there are many, many shadowy figures that dress up in other uniforms that perform these acts. And sometimes neither the Sunni or Shia leaders knows who's doing this. Now, as we've talked about on your program before, there's significant evidence that the United States, Britain, has engaged in overt provocations of acts. We have the two British soldiers we've talked about before in southern Iraq and Basra, who in essence were caught in Arab garb with explosive materials attempting to create some kind of an attack. And these British agents, were captured and had to be released, and there was a big hoopla about it. Then there was the other story, one of the most dramatic at all, about someone who was, told to report to the Green Zone on a violation of one of his permits, and then was told to get in a car and drive it over to another station in order to get this thing resolved. And on the way, he noticed that he was being shattered by a helicopter. The car broke down, and found out upon having inspected it was loaded with explosives. This was going to be another suicide bomber, but in fact it isn't a suicide. This was a bomb that was going to be remotely controlled by forces controlled by the United States government in the Green Zone. I'm not talking about the U.S. military. I'm talking about shadowy figures, dark side elements, CIA special ops. But there appears to be a decided or growing body of evidence, and Kurt Nimmo listed a lot of that on his website, about four or five of these insider whistleblowers giving evidence that, in fact, there are secret elements of the controlled by the U.S. government that are continuing to foment the violence. In other words,
whose website is that now?
Kurt Nimmo.
N-I-M-E-L?
N-I-M-M-O.
N-I-M-M-O, fine.
K-U-R-T.
Okay.
And I've got, I'm going to be publishing that entire list here in the brief probably this Friday.
But, okay, fine. I'll wait till that arrives then.
It's a great list. Let me do your research for you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much.
But it's, this is really important. You know, one of the things that is so difficult for people to understand, especially good people, is they really don't have any concept about how evil and systematic evil can be on the earth. You know, people can easily believe in rogue agents, in people who do things wrong, on a bad judge here and there, or a bad policeman here or there, or a bad chief of police, or the mafia. That's easy to believe in. But large-scale conspiracy that goes on generation after generation is almost impossible for people to understand. They don't understand or are unwilling to conceptualize the concept of Satan being able to control something over a period of many decades through the revelatory process to people. And I'm not talking about very many people being involved. It's the conspiracy debunkers in this world are all too prone to say that you can't ever have a conspiracy this large. It would leak out. Well, it has leaked out, in fact. But the mere fact is that very few people, especially the leakers, don't really understand themselves how large the conspiracy is and broad. And they don't know who's at the top. All they know is that higher government officials intervene continuously to stop the prosecution of certain evil people in law. I'm covering this week in the brief, for example, another whistleblower coming out of the Department of Energy, where he's complaining that as they do audits on these oil companies with these oil leases around the government, they find that these oil companies have been bilking the government out of millions of dollars by understating their oil production and cheating on their lease agreements. And when they take these to their higher-ups to try to prosecute the oil companies, they get stonewalled and sometimes even fired if they persist. One of them even is filing suit in federal court now to force the government, as a whistleblower, to cause these funds to be recouped. And there is no indication that the Bush administration or anyone else, despite their lack of funds and their crying for more money to fund government operations, is willing to go after these oil companies who are making billions of dollars. I mean, there is corruption and collusion, and it's not just capitalist corruption and collusion. I believe that in the globalist perspective of controlling corporations or enticing them to come on board to support government, and they are promised wealth, they're promised influence, they're promised the ability to have fantastic immunity, like Enron got for so many years on all their offshore oil corporations, not one audit from either the SEC or the IRS. And if you or I had any offshore tax havens, what I meant to say, we would be audited immediately. It's one of the questions they ask you. Do you have any such accounts? Well, there's much evidence that indicates that there is a great amount of evil collusion that continues to go on, and I believe that the things that the pundits, of course, are never discussing, that never comes up, is the issue of whether or not this is not simply stupidity or irrationality on the part of George Bush, or hard-headedness, or stubbornness, or blindness, or insanity, as some have talked, like even Paul Craig Roberts questioning whether the president is even sane because he refused to see what everyone else can see, obviously. Why is it they're so reluctant to understand that there is an actual concerted conspiracy to create conflict, to be able to drive a globalist new world order, to drive change in the world structure of government, so as to discredit national sovereignty? Because when you have nations like Hitler discredited sovereignty by using national sovereignty of Germany to create a war, and you're going to have this happen in Iran, you're going to have it, you had it happen in Iraq, and sovereignty will continue to get the bad name. The UN will continue to be viewed as the solution as more and more people get used to UN intervention or doing things in the name of UN intervention. Then it eventually becomes a fait accompli. Now, in this case, you might ask, well, what is the Bush administration continuing to do things unilaterally if they are globalist, if they are for promoting UN intervention? Well, they do both. They do unilateralism so as to engender a backlash calling for more diplomacy, calling for more working with our allies, as we hear pundits constantly talking about, especially the critics. Of course, that's no solution. We know that in Riga, where the president and his spokesman worked behind the scenes to get NATO to clearly take on a more globalist role, not only in Afghanistan, but to restructure their deployments, their troops, their taxing system, and their basic doctrine to be one of taking on the role like the U.S. is doing of being the policeman of the world. I think what they're really doing is suckering NATO into the same trap that the U.S. is setting for itself, making itself out to be the evil intervener in the world. And NATO, if that gets that reputation too, then it becomes hated by the Muslim world. It becomes hated by the Slavic world as we intervene in Bosnia and Kosovo and other Slavic countries as well. Eventually, there will be a backlash. And that's what I'm predicting. That's what my theory says. All of this intervention in Iraq and Iran is meant to create hatred against the United States and eventually a great retribution, whereby the world in general will see that somebody had to take down this bully or these series of bullies in the world, and Russia and China are preparing to be those takedown artists. We've given them the doctrine of preemption. They're preparing to preemptively strike the United States with nuclear weapons. I'm not predicting it is imminent because China isn't ready, and the Soviets are continuing to build up their armament forces, even while the United States government covers for that. And so that's one of the biggest flaws in the theories that this is simply, stupidity, is that in the face of massive buildup of arms and ammunition and secret weapons factories, the United States and Russia continues to give Russia a clean bill of health, that they are, one, in line with all international treaties of disarmament, which is an outright lie, stating that their volume of missiles and nuclear warheads are within the treaty limitations, which is impossible to know because they don't have access, have never been able to view or inspect any of the major installations for weapon storage that Russia has. And, this isn't just stupidity. This isn't just we don't know. This is going out of your way to cover for something that they must know. I mean, if I have information about what the Russians are doing, certainly U.S. intelligence does. But it's impossible or very difficult, Dr. Stan, for people to want to come up to this level of concern, because it means this nation's toast. Our leaders are taking us down a traitorous road to destruction, and people just can't believe that our leaders would do that.
Even more frightening to me is there's an organized, coordinated effort now to get us to hate the Muslims, to hate the Muslim world. They're talking about organizing a new anti-Islamic fascist organization. They're getting people together in Las Vegas, some of the leaders of this country, to form an anti-Islamo-fascist organization. The propaganda's out there. We're going to hate the Islamic people, and then everything's being done to get them to hate us. You can just see how they're laying the foundation for this war, and the average individual out there just doesn't understand how he's being manipulated into hatred.
Well, and part of that fomenting of distrust is by promoting the Muslim agenda. In our public schools, for example, you can't mention the Bible, but they can read the Quran, and they can promote Muslim Week, and as they do in many public schools, they can bend over backwards to avoid targeting Muslims at the airport in terms of screening. All of this causes a great deal of resentment among normal Americans who see that there is a double standard among the idiotic liberal education establishment in promoting this this government agenda of so they do both things. It makes it very sophisticated. It's very difficult to ever attack and say they're one-sided, because they can always point to their ability to play both sides of the fence, and they certainly do that.
They're doing a great job right now as they're lining us up, I think, for a major war, expanding the war in the Middle East.
Well, it certainly appears that way, Dr. Stan, and I think that we're going to see this continuing diversionary tactics of talking about little adjustments. We're going to give Gates, he's been approved by the committee unanimously. There's just been very, very little opposition, even though there's tons of evidence that he was very much involved in Iran-Contra and lied to Congress before in a CIA hearings. There's many tough questions that could be asked Gates. He's an insider player. He's obviously of the Bush 41 administration. He's part of that same group of Rumsfeld, Cheney, and others, Baker, who and Scowcroft. It's amazing to me how people continue to say, I heard the pundits yesterday lauding the fact that Baker, because because he knows Scowcroft, he's going to be listening to this critic of the Bush administration. You see, this is how the conspirators do it in this Team A versus Team B system. They set themselves up as critics. I mean, Brent Scowcroft is an insider from the Kissinger Associates. And they set themselves up as a critic when, in fact, they're going to continue the same policy.
We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Everyone, that when you take to the road this holiday, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message is courtesy of Donaldson & Company Realty at 3384 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, where service is more than a word, it's the most important part of their business. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your real estate needs. That's Donaldson & Company Realty at 970-493-6698.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to World Affairs Brief, how they can get a free copy of your publication?
The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's written as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. I do a weekly news analysis like we're doing on this interview after collecting the news. And the news is posted on my website, all the top stories. These are conventional stories, but they're screened by my staff to be the ones that are considered to be most important. So it's a good idea for people to go to worldaffairsbrief.com during the day as their news source to be able to read through the scrolling list of stories that comes down. And then on Friday, I do an analysis of those news stories, adding what I think are the information and key issues that are not being discussed, basically giving people the big picture like we're talking about today. And There is a modest subscription fee for my newsletter, Puma Analysis, each week. That's because that's how I make my living, and it's not very expensive, and it's only $36 a year. But in any case, if you want a sample of what the real newsletter looks like, you want to get a summary of what the newsletter covers each week on the front page, if you want a sample of the full issue, you can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you a sample issue.
Well, I certainly recommend this to all of our listeners. I look forward to it every week, and you will as well. So, where will we go next?
Well, I think that we need to take a little bit of time to talk about how serious this threat is long term, because, you know, we're probably going to be discussing this for the next 5 or 6 years, perhaps 8 or 10 years, depending on how long it takes for China to come up to speed to get ready to attack the United States in concert with Russia. And, you know, you can discuss these things for many years. You can discuss about how the world is diverting us from what's real, how they're really not going to get out of Iraq. There's going to be many more wars in the Middle East. They're going to continue to fester and antagonize the world. And it's very easy for listeners to get tired of that and to get tired of the warnings and to say, well, maybe it's just going to keep going on and be muddled like this. Maybe we're going to just have constant little minor wars around. And to be, you know, you have on this radio station and other ones that we have ears, you have quite a few ads about preparedness. You have things about water filters. You have things about food supplies and other things. And all those are very, very important. But I think it's very important for people to realize that there's going to be a quantum leap in destruction coming upon the United States someday when these nations throw a preemptive nuclear strike at us. And that isn't meaning to say that they're going to hit every single city. I believe that the strike will mostly concentrate on military targets. The purpose of Russia is to decapitate the military of the United States and then to try to bargain with the rest of the world to join their version of the New World Order, which is their control of the UN. You know, the pro-Marxist, the pro-continuing Soviet, so the fall of the Soviet Union was a very carefully crafted deception. It really isn't real. The communists still do control it underground through Putin and Yeltsin, who are their versions of puppets, although Putin, at least, is much more capable than our puppet, President Bush. But they do intend to strike at some point. And when that happens, I mean, it's not just a matter of having a little bit of water filtration and food storage. People need to consider, that's why I've written a couple of books in my previous career as a high security architect. When I finished that career, I did write down most of my ideas. The two primary books are Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, and The Secure Home, which is a telephone-sized book, architectural manual on how to secure your home and to make it self-sufficient. Because, you know, when a nuclear preemptive strike comes upon this nation, this is the mother of all terrorism. I don't believe the United States government will ever have a major terrorist nuclear attack, only because it would make people prepare. They don't want people to be prepared for a nuclear war. They want people to feel like they're held hostage to that situation so that they can cry out to their leaders who will come out of their bunkers, because they're building massive bunkers. They know what's coming. They will come out of their bunkers and say, the Russians deceived us. We didn't know. They played like they were allies. And, of course, I've documented that they do know and that they're covering for the Russians because they want this attack. They want this excuse to go to war in another grand war like World War II and justify giving up national sovereignty in order to empower the United Nations with military might, which they will never then give up again after. And that's how we'll get ourselves into the final vestiges of the New World Order. All of these other things like WTO and the NAFTA and GATT and the Free Trade Area of the Americas, all of that is just so much preparatory work, setting up the bureaucracy to take over during these, but it will never be fully implemented until we have war, because people would resist too much these piecemeal losses of sovereignty. And so people really need to consider relocation options. They need to consider retreat options if you can't relocate out of the big cities. They need to consider where to establish themselves when they're in and near major metropolitan areas. There are areas around metro areas that are much safer than others because of the safety from being away, like in the periphery, is much safer than being in the middle of an area where it takes an hour driving on a freeway to get out of the L.A. basin. And people need to understand the kinds of principles. Now, there's basically two kinds of preparations out there in terms of information on relocation. There's one CD that is full of hundreds of pictures and maps and things of various pollutants and contaminants and nuclear threats and other things without any text. My book is not as good in terms of a lot of the pictures and maps, but I do the analysis, which I think is critical in strategic relocation, of explaining to people in detail what kind of principles you use to decide individually where you go. Because frankly, there are no purely safe places, Dr. Stan. And there's a lot of other mitigating factors. You can't all just move out to the middle of a desert location where you might be perfectly safe. You've got to make a living. You have a calling, a mission in life. You've got to perform that mission. You can't do that necessarily from an area that isn't close to major metro areas. People with normal professions have to be where the people are. But given that, you can make preparations both to prepare a home so that it can withstand 2 weeks to 3 months of temporary shutdowns or social unrest that periodically hit cities, whether it's California earthquakes or whether it's a hurricane like Katrina. If people had made preparations where you don't have to get out on the road, you don't have to get trapped on the freeways, worse yet, you don't get into a FEMA camp where you suddenly lose your freedom and you can't leave, you don't get stuck in the Superdome. You know, preparations, even if you're in a fairly insecure area, can keep you from having to get out on the streets and walk through that major insecurity when you need to. In addition, you know, having a retreat site someplace, either with friends or others that can help you, is a way to go.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're in our final segment. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we were talking about how people prepare for the mother of all terrorism, and that is our own government inducing and setting the stage for massive retaliation against this nation, massive hatred. You know, that's part of the reason why they picked a dimwit like President Bush to be president. It only enhances the ability of the international community to despise the United States. And the amount of despising going on of this nation is just tremendous when you consider how this president has made it the laughingstock of the nation. But one of the things that I wanted to talk to your listeners about in terms of preparedness is they really have to understand that even nuclear war isn't the worst of the scenarios. The worst of the scenarios is, because, and frankly, unless you're part of 12 to 15 major cities where the military is completely integrated with the city, where it's impossible to strike the military portions without hitting the civilian portions of the cities, cities like Los Angeles Basin, Seattle, Washington, San Diego, Norfolk, Virginia, Omaha, Nebraska, Colorado Springs. These are areas with intense military activity, which are going to surely be destroyed someday when Russia throws its preemptive nuclear strike in China at the United States. But the bigger question is, for even those people who aren't under those target areas, there will be, of course, residual fallout going down downwind. But you know, there are certain scenarios like the nuclear winter. Those things are false scenarios. You do recover from nuclear war. It isn't that you shouldn't prepare because we're going to die anyway. In fact, you may wish you were dead because you hadn't prepared, but you won't die. People just get very, very sick. And it's a very horrible way to get sick, but people do recover, and they wish that they had prepared. But the biggest problem that people face is social unrest, because the social fabric of the nation simply self-destructs under this kind of massive intervention on a wide scale, because there's no area of the United States that can rush to the assistance of another area. There's no place to go to because there's anarchy, and there's no ability to have food. In major metropolises, everybody depends upon well-oiled government and private services to supply food, fuel, electricity, not to mention police and fire services. All of that simply goes down under a major attack like we're talking about. And so people have to be willing and ready to get out of those areas beforehand. They have to know. That's one of the reasons why I encourage people to get news sources like my World Affairs Brief, which will make a concerted attempt to track what these conspirators are doing and to warn people in advance when these things are coming. And that's why I'm not preaching that it's coming tomorrow, the next day. I've looked at the Russian and the Chinese preparations, and they're several years off yet. And of course, when we're dealing with conspiracy, you can never know exactly when they're coming. Sometimes we have to depend on even spiritual warnings, and people can get those kind of warnings if they're living right, if they're doing what they can to prepare so that they merit the blessings of being warned. But all of that's part of a preparation that goes far beyond having a little bit of water and food storage. So if people are interested in reading my perspective on preparedness, there are two or three books that I have written. They're on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. On the left-hand column, you can click on them. It'll take you to my Joel Skousen site, where you can read about the books, and you can order directly through my PayPal account. It's cheaper than Amazon, so I encourage people to at least give some very great thought about what to do in the remaining years that we have to prepare. It's not a matter of just getting... We must not get diverted ourselves with all of the hours and the years of discussion and propaganda which will go out. We must decide that this nation is going to suffer some major tribulation, not only because of wickedness, but because of these grand deceptions and grand conspiracies which have gotten hold of our government. They control judiciary, they control about 75% of Congress, and not because everyone's a knowing conspirator, far from it. But they've learned how to control people through picking predictable people, by manipulating people, through fear of ever discussing conspiracy. That's what pushes most people towards discussing what the news media discusses, because it's anathema to discuss anything in terms of a grand conspiracy. You get laughed off the stage. And they've purposely done that. They've denigrated anyone, especially the right wing, you know, whether it's the Sean Hannitys or the Glenn Becks or the Rush Limbaughs, who just literally scourge people who would ever mention globalism or that type of a conspiracy on the radio or television, or the 9/11 conspiracy, which is building more evidence every year as we get further away from the event and more whistleblowers come forward. So this is a great battle between good and evil, as you have so eloquently put out in your books, Dr. Stan. I know your audience understands that, but they need to understand this is very serious. It will someday come home to a grand war that won't be fun and games, and it won't be one which we're going to win. It's going to be one which the New World Order will win, and we'll never have our liberty again.
Well, it's a bleak outlook, but I really believe it's true, because I believe God is just. And I believe he's going to bring his vengeance on this country for what we have done and what we've allowed, and how the good people have sat back and enjoyed the good life while we're bringing devastation to countries all throughout the world today. And not just not even there. We certainly were involved in this whole fiasco in Nepal. Now we brought the Maoists to power in Nepal, and they're targeting every government in the world, because there can be no place to run. Every government is going to have to be brought under their control in the New World Order.
That's precisely what their tactic is, to make sure there is no place to run. And oftentimes in my consulting, people ask me, what about overseas, Joel? And I've lived overseas in various locations, and there are nice places to live that are appear more free from the New World Order, but every one of their governments are controlled. Whether it's Australia, New Zealand, when those people snap their finger and say, round up American expatriates and ship them back, they'll do so. And that's why this is the country we were born in. This is the country where we're going to find the remnant to help build places of safety. It isn't that this is a totally bleak scenario. The Lord will help those who prepare.
God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later, Joel.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and note what Joel has to say. I believe he's absolutely right. When the war will come, I do not know, but I fear that we are moving rapidly towards expanding the war in the Middle East. I get this from many sources, which I believe are reliable, and when we expand the war in the Middle East and we go to war with the Muslim world, that's what it's all about. Do not be manipulated into hating Muslims. That's what they want you to do. They hate us. We've got to hate them. They don't hate us, and I do not believe they sent 19 terrorists over here to attack our land. There's no question that Building 7 came down from controlled demolition, and if that's true, then everything is a lie. If you'd like to know really what happened, we've got some great new DVDs. One is called 911 Mysteries. One is 911 Press for the Truth. Alex Jones, Terror Storm, Dave Van Kleist in Plain Sight, and then 911, The Day That Changed America Forever. There are five DVDs. You watch them, you'll know what happened that day, and we've been lied to. But understand that there are evil and wicked forces at the highest levels of our government. If you want to know who they are, go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down my August and September newsletters. But you got to promise you'll make a couple of copies and get them out into other people's hands. We tell you who these people are, what they're doing. We have their lists if you want to get them, the list, the memberships. And, of course, these are subversive organizations because they're dedicated to the destruction of America's national sovereignty. And many of these people are working at the highest levels of our government, intent upon betraying us. Well, understand that when you see what's going on, we have a goal, a new world order, a new world religion. That's why we're not enforcing immigration laws. That's why we have a catch and release program down at the border. We catch the potential terrorists, and then we immediately release them. And that's why, of course, they're intent upon destroying our economy. That's why we're going to remain in the Middle East. And all this talk about us pulling out is just to convince you, you know, that something's really happening. Maybe now the Democrats are in, things are going to get better. And the truth of the matter is they control the leadership of both political parties. Understand what this is about. Get my August and September newsletters. Get the DVDs we've mentioned. You need to get our material on concentration camps. We have a great 4-tape set on concentration camps. Better still, we have a concentration camp special where you'll actually hear the congressional hearings where Congressman Jack Books tries to get the truth out, and he keeps being interrupted by Senator Inouye. And then Henry Gonzalez says, Congressman Henry Gonzalez, yes, there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and round up Americans and put them into detention camps. And if you doubt that, just simply go, you know, up on the Internet and type in on Google Halliburton $385 million detention camps, and you'll find out that they're building them. They're expanding. They've already got lots of them today. Help us get the word out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the DVDs I mentioned. 911 Press for the Truth, 911 Mystery, Terror Storm in Plain Sight, and 911, The Day That Changed America Forever. And understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are satanic organizations operating right here in America today. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and more importantly,